Greetings. Welcome back. Welcome back. It is another episode of Unapologetically Living. You all already know who I am. I am your host, Lady B. I told you all I was coming back to back with these fire guests. My son, he is so sick of me. He said, Mom, you got another video. You act like you DJ Khaled and another one. But hey, I told them it's so many wonderful people out here, and I want to meet them, and podcasting allows me to do that. So without any further ado, I'm going to introduce my guests this evening to you. On the left, I have Miss DJ. How are you?
Hello, I am good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm so glad I got a chance to link up with you again.
I am glad I got a chance to link up with you as well. I really enjoyed our podcast. Was it last week or the week before?
Week before.
I really enjoyed our recording and just learning more about you and your dating life. So I'm happy to be on as well.
Thank you. Well, you have some exciting news going on. You are a businesswoman yourself. I'm so excited. I love when I get a chance to talk with my business women, especially my sisters that's business women. Let them know what you got going on.
Okay. So, again, my name is DJ. I am the CEO of Plan for Keeps podcast and Plan for Keeps dating app that is in development. My dating app is a little different. With my dating app, when people match, they will play six games that I've created. The games are based on love language, sex language, attachment theory, and emotional intelligence.
Oh, wow.
What brought me to this concept? So I went through a horrible year last year, just working wise. And even in my dating life, my relationship went to live out in my creativity. And I got let go from that job due to me filling the job duties. And I just had to sit back and think on what I wanted to do. And I went through a really bad breakup. And one thing I remember from that relationship, so I met this guy on Tinder, and at that time we've been dealing with each other on and off for maybe 3 years, 2.5, 3 years, something like that. And I remember through the relationship, I used to try to get him to take a love language test. I used to try to get him to take an emotional intelligence test. I used to try to get him to take all of these tests. And then I was like, wouldn't it be dope if there was a dating app that had these concepts already, like maybe come up with compatibility tests or games that matches could play. So I just started thinking that idea out, and it kind of grew from there. And then the podcast came about because I learned, so I took a life coaching course, and I learned like about attachment theory, and I learned a lot about myself and became more self-aware on why I chose the partners that I chose. And I was like, this is information that's needed. I believe emotional intelligence also needs to be pushed out there too, as well. Just to become more self-aware of how we date, why we're the way we are, how our childhood affects the way we move. So the podcast came about, and I have a few other ideas that I'm also implementing into the app. The app's in development now. It's been in development for a minute. I'm looking at a release date of next month to early next year. So right now it's just a podcast. Yeah.
Well, I think you need to speed this up, because you know people want to be booed up for the holidays. Come on now, sis.
I agree. I got a meeting with the developers next week. Like, yeah, what's up?
Now we're going to give them a pass for Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. Now, Valentine's Day, tell right. me that. Now, you know, Valentine's Day, they got to have somebody by Valentine's Day. Okay, well, I love the idea, and I think that it is fabulous that you're actually going to the love language. And then, like when you say the sex languages, OMG, that is huge. Because I'm telling you, being in marriage groups, you do not know how many married people complain about not being compatible.
There you go. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
It went out for a second. So the reason why sex language came about was because my last relationship, now mind you, I've grown a lot sexually due to my last relationship, but this guy was way more open to other things and kind of exposed me to different things that I ended up actually liking. But, you know, people shy away from that sex conversation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In the beginning, mm-hmm. like they, I don't know, like it's a taboo subject, but in reality, if you're going to be with somebody, it's a good idea to let them know if you like BDSM sex versus right. vanilla sex, you know? So I came up with fun little games and concepts. So I have two on the app right now where you can see if you're compatible with the person, because some people just aren't comfortable going that extra mile. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I think that's good to know up front, because you'll end up dating the person. They'll love your person. Y'all love each other's personality. But then when it comes to it gets to the bedroom, mm-hmm. and one person is holding back, and then the other person seems, they think everything's okay, and then 6 months later, your partner wants to try something new, and you're like, where the hell is this coming from? Right. That's where that idea came from, to just incorporate that. I know that a lot of people still, like I said, they're uncomfortable with that concept, so mm-hmm. I know on my app, that's a game that I will allow people to skip.
Mm-hmm.
But for me personally, I feel like that's an okay conversation to have, right. an okay conversation to know. But I know that's a touchy subject that people like
shy away from.
Right. And I just feel like it's so unnecessary. Like it's that's just me though. So
yeah. But I definitely think it's needed, because it's so common that you meet people, like you said, they get along great personality wise, but the bedroom, they're like, what the hell? And then that's when a lot of other things come into play, and it's not always because people just, you know, you're selfish. It's just that some people want to try new things, or they want, you know, they want to introduce even something new themselves, but the partner that they have is so traditional.
Right.
You don't even want to say, you know, let's try something new. So I think definitely it's needed, because I tell you, I'm in so many groups, especially my marriage groups, the wives groups, even the ones that's both the husbands and the wives, and mm-hmm. yeah, a lot of folks, they get stuck in their ways and they just want to stick to the same old script. So trust me, they need to discuss it when they're dating. So if it does wind up being serious, you already know what you're getting yourself into.
Right. And then you know if that person is even open to opening up to a certain extent. Like I feel like those are healthy conversations, depending on how you have them, because, you know, sometimes guys and even maybe females, but it's mostly guys, they'll take advantage of a girl who is open in that degree. Right. But then again, that's where self-awareness comes in, where the woman knows herself, where you can openly have those sexual conversations and don't let a man take advantage of you. Mm-hmm. So it's a thin line. So that's why I said I can understand people being uncomfortable. But I feel like at the same time, it shouldn't be that big of a deal. And you shouldn't have a problem letting a guy know, like, hey, I might be somebody who's comfortable with having these conversations, but that doesn't mean you can take advantage of me, or we're having sex the first night, or blah, blah, blah. I'm just letting you know where I stand. And that comes with that. I think for me, I know that came with time, and that even came with knowing myself and confidence in myself, you know, because I know me in the past, just thinking how I used to be, like I've always been just this open person, mm-hmm. and I can talk about anything with my partner and put, you know, my cards on the table of yeah. what I'm willing to do, or what I've done and stuff like that. And guys would come off and try to take advantage of that. And in the past, I wasn't really confident and aware of myself to stand up for myself, and people would take advantage of that, versus now. And I still believe it's okay to have those conversations. It's just knowing to stand up for yourself and not let people take advantage. So if that makes sense.
I just, it perfect sense. Now, once you started the actual developing of the actual app, did you tell your family and friends? What were their reactions?
Everybody thought it was an amazing idea. So when I first this thing kind of built over time. So when I first came up with the app, it was just an emotional intelligence app. So how it fully came into fruition, like I said, I thought about my ex and how he would never take a test. So I used to help him with his college work, and that test came up, the emotional intelligence test, and he wouldn't take it. And then I had a conversation with my sister, and my sister's now husband, was going to college, and I believe it was the same test, and he tried to get my sister to take the emotional intelligence test. Mind you, my sister she's a very sweet person, very great person, but she is a person who could, in the past, she was very judgmental. Okay. And it was always her way or the highway, right? So he had her take the test, and she failed. Wow. And she called me the next day and was telling me about it. And he was just, you know, she cursed him out, and he was like, "You see what I'm saying? So they ended up having a conversation. She ended up really looking at herself and having the conversation. But it reminded me of me trying to get my ex to take it. I said, you know what? My sister is an overall understanding person. And she still failed this test. And she felt like she was emotionally intelligent. She went to school. She got a degree in sociology. You know, she's very good with talking to people, understanding her surroundings, stuff like that. So she just knew she was going to pass. So I'm like, you know what? This is needed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people need to understand what emotional intelligence really is. And, you know, you could be a good person and be super judgmental, that your emotional intelligence is low. If you're somebody who can't be open to other people and how they think, stand in your own opinion, mm-hmm. but be open to other people and how they think, you have low emotional intelligence, mm-hmm. because you're stuck in your own way. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that was my sister. And that was the guy I dated. And that's a lot of people, mm-hmm. you know? So I was like, it just ding, ding, ding. So I started taking certification classes on emotional intelligence, all of that stuff. And it just grew from there. And then when I started talking to my family and friends about it, they thought it was an amazing idea. And I started talking about how, you know, emotional intelligence was needed in the world. And this is how I'm going to put it out there. And I'm going to do it through a dating app. And then the podcast idea. So they thought it was great. And then all these other concepts just kind of grew with time. So.
All right. And you never did tell them about your podcast, that you do have a podcast as well, where you talk about, you know, mm-hmm. the different dating and love stories with other podcasters and other people that's willing to share mm-hmm. stories. Tell them about the podcast.
Okay. So my podcast, I have on Mondays, I have dating coaches and life coaches come on to dive into is why we do things on a subconscious level. Like why are there people pleasers in relationships, and why do they do the things they do, and where do those traits come from? So I dig a lot into codependency. We dig a lot into attachment theory. We dig a lot into manifestation, all that stuff. We dig a lot into that. And we talk about just how to become better people, how to be more self-aware and all that stuff. That's on Mondays. And then on Wednesdays, I have something called Dating Chronicles, where you come on and you give a crazy, funny, or romantic dating story. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, this is for dating, and it's a dating app. So that's on Wednesdays. And I have just guests come on, podcasters, random people, friends, family, people who are willing to come on and share their stories. So
I love it. I think that what you're doing is actually very needed, especially for the brown community.
It is
us color folks, because we wasn't raised to talk about relationships, marriage, about our emotions. We were not raised. We just know how just to come to get together with somebody and say we together. And then we just try to make it work. And then we wonder why we never talk about our differences. We never talk about how was that person raised, what emotional baggage that they carry. We just don't discuss these things. We look at the aesthetics. Okay, he's six tall, he's 6 feet tall, or she thick or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And right. then, okay, I want to be with that person. We never talk about none of these things with this person to figure out, okay, why are you like the way that you are, you know? And that's what normally makes our relationships the way they are. Like you said, your sister took the emotional intelligence test. She thought because of the way she was, she never knew that until she took the test, like, you're emotionally lacking, because she always thought, well, I have a sociology degree, I'm good with talking with people, right. So I'm good. But actually,
you're not, you know. And same with I remember my ex, when we were talking about, I was trying to get him taken, he was talking about how intelligent he was. I said, yeah, you're very intelligent, I'll give you that all day long, you are very intelligent, but I think you're emotionally lacking, and I want you to take this test. And he refused. So you know, I feel that's the main reason why I made the app, was for the, honestly, for the brown community, but also for all communities, because I feel like even in other communities, they may talk more, but I think because of society, we still push down our emotions, period. And especially with, you know, I think about the black women and just how strong we've always had to be. So with me and my relationships, I was and still am and can be Miss People Pleaser. And that comes from codependency. So growing up, now, mind you, keep in mind, my mom, my dad, I was raised by both of them, but I was considered like the second mom. So my brothers and sisters came to me for everything if my mom didn't know or if my mom wasn't around. And I embodied that. I mean, I embodied being resourceful, and I craved on being needed. And I carried that throughout all of my relationships. I wanted to be the strong one. I wanted to be the resourceful one. And that ended up biting me, because subconsciously I ended up looking for people who needed me. And when you look for people who need you, you're looking for people who are in survival mode. So those people are people who probably grew up, like I said, in survival mode. Like, they had to take. Because they were trying to survive. So on a subconscious level, they're takers. And then me, subconsciously, I'm a giver. And it just creates this toxicity that doesn't work. So that's another reason why I built this app. And I want my podcast to go everywhere, because I wanted to resonate with the takers and the givers.
Exactly.
Like, how do we push the ideas of how we grew up, and how we act on a subconscious level as adults, and how we treat people? Because I honestly feel like with most people who they call selfish, or people who take people for granted, or takers, or whatever you call them,
right?
I don't think they fully realize what they're doing and why. And I think this would be a good way, through a dating app, to push that out there, because everybody's on dating apps.
Right, they are. You
know, so that's, yeah, and so that's part of my initiative as well. It's just to really put all of that out there, so people can be more self-aware and learn to just gravitate toward being better people, being more emotionally intelligent, being more aware of themselves and their surroundings and other people's emotions and other people's feelings. And also for, like, the giver per se, to be okay to just step back and know that, and work on their codependency issues, and know that they don't have to be this person to carry everything, and that you are worthy to find somebody who is on your level, you know. Just because I know me personally, I'm always going against, like, my inner self, like, because, like I said, I get bored if the relationship is steady, or if there's nothing going on. If it's not toxic, or the dude ain't got, like, businesses and a lot going on, I don't want nothing to do with his ass.
Wow.
That's me. Honestly, I'm bored. You know what I'm saying? I have to have something got to be going on.
Really? Right?
Most of the time. Yeah, most of the time in toxic relationships, there's always something going on. My mind is always preoccupied with trying to fix something. You get what I'm saying?
I guess. So, I guess.
I'm grateful for me starting this business, because now I can pour all of that energy into that. Because I feel like that's something I'm going to always have to kind of, In my opinion, some people be like, well, my codependency is good. I honestly feel like that's something you're going to have to work on for the rest of your life, because it's, you were kind of raised in that. It's kind of hardwired in you. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's really what I'm about and what the app is about and what my kind of initiative and mission is for the world now. So,
okay. I mean, I totally agree, and I love it. I think it's very much needed, and I'm glad that you're the one that's doing it and not me, because it's so needed, because these are conversations I have with my girlfriends all the time. If I could just put you on Zoom and just while we have a girls' night, so you can listen in on this food. And I think I might do that too. Put you in on Zoom on a girls' night so that you can listen to this and you can talk to these girls and say, you know, because I tell them that it stems back to your childhood, your adolescence, our parents, all that. I have another guest that I did over the weekend, and that's what her business, she was learning that even some of the health issues that we have, talk to your parents. Right. Find out some of the stuff that they very stuff that you're struggling with. It's certain things they might have, even if they didn't have the exact health issues, they may have been struggling with something when they were carrying you, your mom was pregnant with you, or when you were growing up and she was nurturing you, she was going through certain things that you had no clue, and you're wondering right. Why you're going through what you're going through, and you think it's new. Talk to your mother, talk to your grandmother, your aunts. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right. We're all connected. Like, honestly, I can't think of the metaphysical scientific phrase, but we're all connected. And like you just said, like through culture and just the different things that are out there now, like I lost my train of thought on what I was trying to get to with that. But yeah, we're all connected, and you do need to go back, like you said, to figure out why you're going through certain things, or even like what I was talking about, even why you move the way you move. Mm-hmm. You got to go deeper. You got to think deeper. Why? Mm-hmm. What attracts me to these things? Yeah. Why do I feel this way? You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. I totally agree. Now, are you dating now, or are you taking a break?
Yo, so... I'll be on and off taking breaks. I'll be on Facebook dating, swiping. I'll meet somebody. I'll like them for like a week, and then I'm off again. It's terrible.
But you know why that is, though, right?
I don't know. I'll be like...
Let me tell you why.
Tell me why, and then I can...
Because you woke now. You woke now.
I think because I'm woke, but then also I think... Well, I'm woke, and then I'm super busy with all my initiatives, but then too... I don't know. I still have. I still got some toxicity now. I'm woke, but
I'm standing in the aspect of you and your grown woman shoes, right. Because right. Not only are you handling your personal affairs, but you have a business. You're building from right. The ground up, as we say. You know, we say in Texas, you getting it out the mud, sis. You know what I'm saying? Thanks. So you know, a dude can't text you talking about WYD at 2 a.m.
Right.
While you sleep, but you know,
right? You know what I'm saying? And but for me, I think that's why I said I still got a little bit of toxicity, because I'll entertain them for a second. Like okay. No lie, I'll entertain them for a second just to see. And I love to have a story. So, you know, I go like, let me just see. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be like, let me just see, child. But then, yeah, I wake up real quick because I don't stick with it. Like, my last relationship, like I was just saying, like, I dealt with this guy for a long time. Like, I was like two, three years, just on and off. And it was BS. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he ended up moving on to somebody that was more on his level, mm-hmm. You know, and I should have been let it go, you know, and I did not, due to me craving what I was just telling you, craving being needed and craving, because I translate that subconsciously as being loved. If I'm needed, then I'm loved, you know what I'm saying? And in reality, I mean, yeah, when you're needed, you're loved, but I want to be wanted as well. I want to be desired as well. You can't just need me. like for survival or just need me. So it has to be deeper than that. And that's something I'm pushing in my head every day.
Right.
In all relationships, romantic, platonic, whatever. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Cause I definitely think it's a difference between relationships that it's a need codependency on both ends, or even if it's just on one person, versus a healthy where it's like you both people want to be with each other. You're comfortable enough where you could walk away at any time and you're both would be good, but it's a, and you can survive on your own. That's the, that's the number one thing. A lot of people I know, I juggle a lot of hats, and a lot of people always ask me, they say, how's your husband? You know, with you, you know, being who you are, you know, Miss Boss Lady, you here, you there, you everywhere. It's easy. He comfortable in himself. And he good with himself. So he like, go handle you, do what you got to do. Because my husband, I told you before when I did your podcast before, my husband comes from the streets. And so his whole philosophy is that I don't want to just feed you. I want to teach you how to fish so you can eat when I ain't around.
Right.
I want you to know the game for yourself, because I want you to be good regardless, because anything can happen and you don't know how to survive. I don't want you to the point where you're needing me. You're not wanting me. And that's where a lot of people get mixed up in relationships.
They
You think that, oh, it's love because this person needs you. They need you there for their survival mode to build them up their character. And I learned that in my, you know, my last marriage, and so relationships was that, no, that person can, he can stand on his own as well as I can stand on my own. So when we come together, we appreciate each other much more, because we know that both of us are there because we want to be, not because we have to be. You know, it's the, and I had to learn and go through that part as well too. You know, it wasn't overnight for me, but I had to learn the difference in a healthy relationship of when somebody just with you because they need to be with you. Now, so I tell all my girlfriends, when you start dating, you go on a second date and all of a sudden they start telling you about, oh, you know, my car having problems. You know, my cell phone get ready to get cut off next. Stop it in the door right then and there. When we start having these financial conversations and on the second date of all the stuff that you need done, you clearly looking for somebody to help you.
It's
letting me know.
That's a fact. It's like I was saying, I said, like the last guy I went on this date with, the first thing he asked was, could you do me a favor? I'm like, damn, I ain't even meet you yet. Mind you, I ain't gonna lie, I didn't meet him. Like I said, I be sitting there I just be wanting storage, child. I got one too. I'm gonna tell it next month on my podcast, child. That was crazy.
I'm not
gonna entertain
your foolishness.
But that was the first thing he asked me, and automatically red flag. I said, oh, this is definitely a crazy, but okay, we'll keep it going. Mm-hmm. I can't do you no favor, boo, but what's up? You know?
But see, you already know when they start in the dough. Right. Can you do me a favor? You know, one of my girlfriends was just telling me the other day, she was talking to a guy, and she said, like, soon they exchange numbers and talk. First thing he started talking about is favors. And, oh, you know, I was like, I thought you said, since he said he had a good job. He's what he said. So why he asking favors from a stranger? A woman at that you're supposed to be interested in a romantic way, nah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That comes with that wisdom of knowing, like, nah. When you starting to go asking people for favors and all this and that, nah, you're not looking for love. You're looking for help. You're gonna make it like you, because you want your help to come through the love. So it's, you know, that's the reason why you want to go that route. Oh, I'm looking for somebody. No, you're not really looking for nobody. You're looking for somebody to help you out in your situation, help you go half on your bills or pay the whole thing in full, you know,
Right.
But I mean, at least you're honest and you understand that you're not rushing to get into nothing serious. You're out here dating and you're having fun. And I love that you can laugh at yourself. Because a lot of women can't. They take it so emotionally hard, you know, that you can just know you talking to a jerk and be like, oh, you know what? Like you say, it's a good story. And I'm glad, right. And it's in a good place when you can say that.
I finally got to this place, right? Because beforehand, I was one of those people who would have taken it serious because I was so... I want to be in a relationship. Like, that's what they push out here. Like, you're supposed to be in a relationship. But at the end of the day, you're supposed to have fun with it. You're collecting information. Right. You're learning more about yourself. And you're learning more when you date these guys, when guys date women. You know, when you interact with these people, you're also learning what you want in a person. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's how we... should treat it. Like, you should just have fun, and when you meet somebody you like, then just see where it goes and go with the flow, and when it's time for it to be serious, it's gonna get there. Mm-hmm. It's gonna get there, and it's like, and rushing and over romanticizing and all that stuff, you're not doing nothing but hurting yourself, and that's something I had to learn the hard way too, like, mm-hmm. Cause I would meet a guy and he'd be dope, and then we married in my head. You hear me? Like,
wow,
we are freaking married. Like, we having kids. Mm-hmm. We doing all of that back in the day, yeah. And it didn't serve me nothing because I didn't know the man. Like, I didn't know him.
Yeah, and see, and I was the exact opposite. So my girlfriend say that's why you wind up married twice, because you was out here in these streets, honey. That's why. My girlfriend, they talk bad about me. Don't worry about it. They talk bad. You was out here in these streets, and you wind up the first one married twice. Can we get a man once? You twice. But like I said, right. Don't hate me. They like them a little thick where I'm from. But anyway, don't hate me, sis. Eat some more. You be all right. Eat some more. They like them a little thick where I'm from. but I mean, that's the way I had always been, but I think it wasn't a good trait, but I inherited it from my father. My father was a player. I'm number 18, all girls, no boys, and none of us got the same mama.
Wow.
So I'm his baby. So as a result, I think I inherited that player card. So I was always a player, you know, dating, relationships was nothing to me. And so even when I got to my first marriage, I wasn't the one that wanted to get married. He was. And when he came to me, I was like, why? We playing house. I'm just trying this out. Like, no, what do you mean? And he like, this is not religiously right. Why are you including God in this? I'm just trying you out, you know. What do you mean we gotta get married? I wasn't ready. I really wasn't. He was like, we need to do this. No, we don't. I'm having a whole argument with him. Like, I was like, we don't even got no ring. We ain't even get, wait, I'm gonna get paid next week. We gonna go and we gonna get some ring. Child, I'm just here just having fun. I'm just playing house like I was trying to do when I was a kid. I was trying to do it the grown folks way. And you told me, I gotta get married.
Right.
Oh, a different partake to it. So I always wind up in the serious ones because I was the one that wanted to just hang out and have fun. I didn't care where it went or not.
I think that's something to learn though, right? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, you might not be somebody who this is me talking to like the audience. You might not be somebody who wants to be a player or date a whole bunch of people, but again, it's not taking yourself so seriously, mm-hmm. in the beginning and not taking, mm-hmm. the relationship so seriously, you know, just not so seriously in the beginning. Keep in mind of what you want, you know, of course that's what you want. You want to end up with somebody. That's fine. That's cool. Mm-hmm. But it's having fun in the process and not stressing over it. You want to put that energy out there where you're easy, you're relaxed, it's cool, it's good. You know, people like that energy and they want to have fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, draw people in like that. Like that, and that's something I had to learn too. Like, that's serious. Oh, I'm the resourceful. I put all these great traits out there about me being resourceful, about me being knowledgeable, about me being able to help you build this, build that, blah, blah, blah. But that's all I was seen as. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that takes away all the other parts of my personality. I can't be seen for nothing else because this is what I presented in the beginning. Mm-hmm. That's another reason why. And people used to say, well, you don't want to show all your cards right away. And I never understood that. But it clicked. You know, mm-hmm. It finally clicked for me. Like, you want to be seen for all of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? All of you. You don't want to put what you would, what you know you could be to the person when it's concrete, when it's, you know, be fun, be easy, be relaxed. Just relax.
And that's something I had to do. And have fun.
Right.
Yeah, because I that's 100% what I tell people all the time. Don't put too much in too soon. You don't know how many men I dated that I told them that I ain't know how to cook. And I'm plus size, and they believed it. But I wasn't cooking for you. I'm not. Because we it ain't that type of relationship. It ain't that type of party. We ain't there yet. But see, but women go into that, oh, I know how to cook. I can cook you a 7-course meal, and I can bake you a cake. And they look at you as a nurturing mama figure. So they think, okay, I'm going to get a hot meal, 7-course dinner every weekend. I'm gonna get cake because you started off like you they auntie. I'm not your auntie. I'm not gonna be making no meals and no cakes and stuff. So I don't know how to cook. I know how to order. That was my favorite line. I know how to order. I don't know how to cook. You know,
I don't know.
And so they was and they be like, this little chunky chocolate chick right here. She's some work right here, baby. She's some work. I remember when I got divorced from my first husband, I was back dating this one guy. He wanted to talk to me. I said, "But boy, you don't. I said, I got too much going on. He's like, what you mean? I said, please. I got a husband, a boyfriend, a fiance. he said, you my type? I said, oh, shit. He said, you my type? You got a whole team, baby. I do. I got some on the bench. They waiting. Like I got you. But see, women think that men want you to be perfect and want you to be that perfect. But to be honest, that being that laid back, being who I was, putting it all out there is the reason why I winded up in so many serious relationships. Was because they didn't mean to be like that, but they, like you said, they took on to my personality because I was the fun. One that always joking around, having fun. I wasn't trying to be their wife. And that was one of the first things I would tell you. I ain't trying to be married. I ain't trying to be your baby mama. I don't want no kids. And they'd be like, what the hell's wrong with her?
Let me find out.
They'd be like, oh, what's with her? Because she telling me out the door. I don't want no kids. I don't want to live with you. I don't want to be married. I don't want none. We just cool. You do you. I do me. Ain't no questions asked. I'm out here living my best life. And they be like, okay, so what's wrong with her? Because she ain't talking marriage. She ain't talking no kids. She don't care nothing about what I got going on because she got her own stuff going on. And that men that intrigue them. But when you come on and you tell them, oh, I haven't dated in 10 years. And I haven't been with a man in 5 years intimately.
Yeah, awful energy out there. And you sound like you're crying.
Yeah, and I've heard men say they stay away from women that say that they haven't been in any relationships for years because they be like, well, I don't want to be the first one then. Because then she going to be sitting on my car when I get off work waiting on me. I'm the first one in 5-10 years, she gonna be hooked. So it's like they want somebody that say, okay, well, I'm not perfect. I just got out of a situation. I'm just out here living life. I'm just doing me. It's nothing serious. It is what it is. And they take more on to you because you're just honest and saying, hey, I'm just trying this out. I ain't trying to get locked down and be serious. And they take more to the personality. And I said, well, that's, to me, I love being single. I love dating. It was the best time of my life. I keep winding up in serious relationships. But I loved it because I was me. And I didn't hide it. Even though me being full figured, that wasn't a problem. I tell people, I'm just Jay-Z say, I got 99 problems, but ain't one. And that was me. A man wasn't one of my issues because I could get him real easy, real quick because I showed me. And I think when you show who you are,
right,
and you don't apologize for it. You like, this is me and I ain't gonna apologize for it.
Right.
I am. Either you take it or you don't, you know, and they would be like, well, damn. They may say, be like, what the hell? You real bold, but right. but they like it. They like it. I mean, one time I went on a date with a guy. Good date. Wonderful date. It almost lasted like 12 hours. And I told him, I said, this is a romantic day. We've been out all afternoon, all evening. But look here. I'm a big girl. You starving me. Now, when is we going to go eat? It better be something good. Because I'm hungry. You'd have me out here for 10 hours. And he was just like, you's a fool. You know? But because I was four-figured, he wasn't expecting for me to say nothing like that. He thought I was going to be like, oh, well, you know, I don't eat. I'm not hungry. I want salad. And I was like, we've been out for 10 hours. I'm hungry. When are we going to eat? You know, it's that transparency that makes you you, because you don't want nobody that you got to be fake around, that you can't feel comfortable with just so you can say I'm in a relationship, but you're not comfortable. You can't even laugh.
Not comfortable at all. People will put this representative up, and then the mask falls off, and then the guy looking crazy.
Yeah.
So it don't even be worth it anyway. That's why I said, just have fun, be yourself, and just let it flow. Like, that's really what it's about. That's really what it is. It's just having fun. And when you, and you will run into that person gonna come to you when you embracing all of you and having fun and just putting that energy out there. Like, you just enjoying your life. That's when the person comes. For real.
It really do. Now, is this your last business venture, or you got some more business ventures up?
I got a whole bunch of ideas tied to this business. It's all tied to this business venture, but I got a whole bunch of ideas. Now, like,
honey, pull them all out there. Get your bag.
Yeah, man.
Pull them all out there.
I just got to get this app launched first. And like I said, the podcast is going to be within the app, because like I said, I really want that out there. I want to build a directory for dating coaches. I want that also within the app, so people can get more comfortable with knowing that talking to a professional is okay.
Yeah.
You know, that's another thing that's in the brown community, like we were just talking about. They feel like that's not, we don't talk about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need to start talking. We need to start releasing. That's what's going to help heal. That's what's going to bring that self-awareness. And then I got other ideas. Like, I want to produce shows and all that stuff, but the app got to come first.
It's coming. The fact that you even have the ideas, it means that they're meant to come out. Because if it wasn't for you, you would never, ever came across these ideas, these thoughts. They were meant to come out. So just take your time, birth them one by one. I think they are amazing. I'm going to be keeping contact, and I'll be cheerleading and plugging you as much as I can. Because I do know, as being an entrepreneur, it's important that you have, I call it business buddies, people that you don't mind talking business with, that's not going to be competing with you or feeling jealous or whatever of you, that they just see you win. They just want to see you win, because you're another sister just like me that's out here trying to get your bag and trying to secure your future. Right. You know, I love it. And I think that it's the best thing in the world that we stick together as women. And then as women of color, is get out here. The world is yours. 2021, I tell women, step up. We don't have to take the backseat to men anymore. We don't have to. We can get our own bag, and we can secure our own future and live just as good as we would if we have a mate. Let having a mate be a choice. Don't let it be that you need. Let it be having a choice. It's no longer saying, like back in the older days, they had to have a man.
Right.
You know, to pay the bills. How else the bills was going to get paid? How else was you going to live a luxurious life if you didn't have a man? But now, honey, you can take your own self on vacation.
You can.
You know what I'm saying? You can say, you can live that life without, you know, having to say, I got to surrender to a spouse to get this life. Aww. Well, did you have any last minute things you want to say to encourage, you know, just entrepreneurs, women, people dating, I mean, who, even the folks that's married, anything, last comments you want to say to them?
You know, I just want to just keep you encouraged. Just through these times, you know, keep your best to keep the end. When you are able to find somebody to connect with, that's what I would say to people in relationships and then people out here dating. I know the struggle is real, man, but like I say, just have fun with it. Have fun with yourself. Learn yourself. Take in all of your flaws and all, and just have fun when you meet other people and treat it as collecting information, like a lot of these dating coaches will say. Like, just treat it as if you're collecting information about yourself, about people out here, and figure out what's best for you. And that person gonna come when you least expect it. And that's pretty much all I have. You can find me at P4K Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. My podcast name is Playing for Keeps altogether. That's playing the number 4 and then keeps. And my website, if you want to just get more information about the dating app and about just the concepts, it's www.p4kdating.com.
Yes, and I'm gonna put all your links when I release the video and the podcast. All your links will be included, and they can easily reach you and contact you and just keep up with you with all your endeavors. Because the dating app and the podcast are not the last they're gonna hear from you. It's gonna be so much more coming. I thank you personally for coming on. I enjoyed chatting with you. This is the beginning of a friendship. And business bonding.
Yes, I enjoyed talking to you too.
Yeah, I'm so glad our journeys met through podcasting. But hey, it's a friendship that's beginning now, because I love to meet other Black women that are in entrepreneurship, and that most of all, you're learning yourself and you're not afraid to talk about it. That's what I love. When a woman learns herself and you're not afraid to teach others, I tell everyone, every teacher was once a student. A lot of people don't know that in order to be a teacher, you had to be a student at some point. So I love that you're reaching back and educating others about your period of time when you were a student. Because a lot of people think that everybody just arrived, you know, from birth or whatever. But good stuff. Thank you all for watching and tuning in. If you're listening, thank you for listening. I'll be back with another fire guest. Yes, I have them packed on for November and December. I told you this is a real podcast. This is for real folks. We ain't got time for these folks that's playing. Nah, we got real people that got real lives and real stories, and they want to share. Thank you, DJ. You're going to see more of her. This is not the last time you're going to see her. You're going to see her some more. As soon as she get all her other endeavors rolling, we're going to invite her back, because she is very good people. So I'll be back later on. And as I tell you all, always be yourself unapologetically. Make your own memories and create your own opportunities for yourself. Until next time, I'm out, child.